Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, we agree with your plan. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, we bless you this morning. We come to honor your holy presence this morning. We come to thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come to thank you for your holy, righteous presence.
Yes, God.
We come to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor this morning, oh God. We honor your holy presence this morning. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Oh, we honor you, Lord God. We give you all the glory, all the praise. Belong unto you, O Most High. Woo! You're an awesome king. You're a mighty God. Nobody as great as you. Nobody faithful like you. Hey, Kunene, you are not a man. Hey, Keshe, that you should lie. You are truth. You are the essence of truth, O God. Hey, Kunene, you are truth. Hey, truth was created by you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for your holy, righteous presence, O God. We just come to say glory, glory, glory to the Most High God. We give you all the glory, all the praise, because truly everything belongs unto you. You own the earth and the fullness of it. We thank you this morning, O God, that you love your people, O God, and that you sent Jesus, your only child, your only child, to die for us, O God. And we thank you, O God, for the love that you have for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the great love. Greater love have no man than you, Lord Jesus. You laid down your only life for us, Father God. And we thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving up your son to live and die so that we could have abundant life. We thank you for the abundant life that you give us on a daily basis, oh God. Father, we don't take you for granted. You are a holy God, a righteous God, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. We thank you that you are Jehovah Nissi, that you are that great banner over your children, that you shelter us in the midst of every storm that we go through. And Father God, we have gone through some storms as seniors, oh God. We have gone through some trials, but we thank you that you've been there through every trial. We thank you that you didn't ever leave us through those trials, oh God. When we couldn't carry ourselves, you lifted us up in your mighty palm, and you carried us, oh God, when we couldn't carry. When our burdens got so heavy, oh God, that we could not bear them, oh God, that you bear every burden for us, oh God. And we thank you this morning for what you're doing, oh God. And Father, we thank you that your kingdom come and your will be done. Let your kingdom advance, oh God, and be established through preaching, through teaching, and through healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the gates of our lives and cities be open for you, O King of Glory, so you can come in, oh God, be in our cities, be in our states, be in our nation, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, run the enemy out of our cities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every sodomite spirit, we run you out right now. The blood of Jesus is against you. We are righteous and holy nation. We belong to God in the name of Jesus. We belong to the Most High God. Our cities, we take back our cities in the name of Jesus. Every city, every state in this nation belong to God. We are righteous and a holy nation. Father, forgive us, oh God, when we have allowed unrighteousness in our territories, in our cities, in our states, in our nations, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for driving the enemy way out in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over the enemy right now. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting to everlasting. And we thank you, O God, that you are a strong tower, O God, that you are a refuge, O God, that you are with us in the midst of every storm, oh God. Oh, Father God, you are great in the name of Jesus, and you are above all gods in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God, for idol gods in our homes, in our lives, in our neighborhoods, in our territory, in our cities, in our states. Help us, oh Lord, to rid ourselves of idols, oh God, and then you, Father God, shall rule and reign in our lives. We honor you, oh God. You reign, oh God. Let the people tremble, oh God. Let the earth be moved, Father God. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and your kingdom rules over all, oh God. Let men bless you, oh God, in all places, and your dominion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for what you're doing. You woke us up. You didn't have to do it, oh God. But because of your mercy that endureth every day, your mercies are brand new every day, oh God. Oh God, I thank you that men everywhere will speak of your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will talk of your power because you're all powerful. You are almighty, oh God. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You provide life and life more abundantly. You provide health and strength, oh God. Let righteousness and peace and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives, in our families' lives, in our cities, in our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Stay the hand of the enemy, oh God. Overthrow the thrones of wickedness from us and from our nation, oh God. Have your way, oh God, in our nation, America, this great nation, oh God, that claim you as Lord, that claim you as Savior. Let us not be people of perverse lips, oh God, but let us be people who will honor you with our whole hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our Father God, break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. We send fire upon the enemy today, oh God. And thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Purify us, oh God, in the name of Jesus with your fire. Let your fire be released in Zion, Father God. And we thank you this morning that your holy presence is, oh my God, vital. We can't do without your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your holy, righteous presence, oh God. Oh, we desire you and more of you. We desire life and life more abundantly, to give you more glory, to give you more praise, oh God. Well, we thank you this morning for being with us on Bible Story Land. It is Senior Citizens Day. What a glorious day it is to praise the Lord. What a glorious day it is to give honor to the King of Kings. What a glorious day it is to give honor to the Father. He is great, and all you already know he is greatly to be praised. Good morning again. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, and also known as Sister G, and I thank you so much for joining us. Today, as I said before, is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the hoary-headed, the gray-headed people, those who God has given long life to. So yeah. I thank God for each of you. This morning, as we honor God with his word, you know he honors his word above his name. So as we read his word this morning, let his word dwell in you richly. I'm starting with Psalms 145, which says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will we bless you, O God, and we will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. We thank you that your greatness is unsearchable, O God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We got to tell the next generation about this great God that we serve. Yes. You're so great, Lord, we can't keep you to ourselves, O God. And men shall speak of the mighty of the terrible acts, and we will declare thy greatness, O God. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Yes. The Lord is good to all. The Lord is good to all. I'm going to say it again. The Lord is good to all. And the mercies are over all his works. All the works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee, O God. They shall speak of thy glory, of the kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom, O God. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them meat in due season. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a great God you are. Thou openest thy hand and satisfieth thee with every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. Hallelujah. The
Hallelujah.
Lord serveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for his word. Like I said, he honors it above his name, and he is a great God. You know, my pastor wrote a book called Prayers That Bring Change. And this morning I feel led to say a prayer from this book. It's called Prayer Against Terminal Illnesses. You know, we are so blessed when we have excellent health and strength in our bodies, but we have to remember that there are many people who are suffering in their bodies, so we're going to lift them up, whether they are elderly or babies. Many of them are suffering from terminal illnesses, but our God, my God, is able. So
yes.
This is a prayer for those who have terminal illnesses in our nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are a healer of all diseases and terminal illnesses. I thank you that your blood, victory, I thank you that by your blood, victory is gained over every fiery dart of the enemy. Father, we repent of our sins and ask forgiveness and ask that, Father, we repent of our sins and ask that unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment be cleansed from our hearts. We snatch all legal rights of the enemy and that invade our body. We speak now to terminal illnesses, and we say that you must die in the name of Jesus. Every malignant growth, every tumor, rebellious cells, cysts, and curse of pestilence dies in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Every abnormality in the lymph system, circulatory system, immune system, endocrine system, muscular system, nervous system, reproductive system, respiratory system, skeletal system, urinary system, and digestive system must line up according to God's word.
Hallelujah.
We speak of every spirit, we speak to every spirit of death, hell, and the grave, and command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. We say that disease, infirmity, and sickness cannot hide in our bodies. We say that every word curse, hex, vex, or vexation, or spell spoken against us cannot prosper. The word says in Mark 16:18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Therefore, we say that any therapy or medical treatment administered will not harm us or do any damage to us, but will be an instrument of correction. We say that the Lord will use his hands of anointed We say that the Lord will use the hands of his anointed and the knowledge of the physicians as an instrument of healing. We declare that according to Job 33:25, that our flesh will be fresher than a child, and we will return to the days of our youth. We declare that because we are tithers, the devourer will not rebuke our, because we are tithers, the devourer will be rebuked for our sake. We receive the promise that according to Psalms 103:3, the Lord forgives our iniquities and heal our diseases. We thank you, Lord, for total victory in Jesus' name. Amen. That's from my pastor's book, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, Prayers That Bring Change. You know, it seems as if just yesterday I graduated from high school, then to college, and so on and so on. But I completed a career as a teacher for 30-plus years. Where have the years gone? You may even say to yourself, where have the years gone? Yesterday has come and gone, and it's a new day. Are you yet holding on to God's promises? Are you moving forward, getting closer to God? I pray that you are. He said, if you come close to him, he will draw nigh to you. He will come close to you. He is not a man that he should lie. So I thank God for us drawing close to him and him drawing close to us. What a blessing it is to be able to come close to the Most High God. We're not able, many of us, to come close to kings, to presidents, but we can come closer to God and closer every day. Every day we can come closer. So let's continually pray and lift up the name of Jesus. So Karen Itell is going to play a song for us. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
All right. Is it raining in Houston, or what's the weather?
It's hot, and we're watching Hurricane Ernesto.
Oh, my God. Well, we
not
just
here got yet, but they think sometime this week he might come, but they don't know yet.
But we know, we trust in the Most High God, and he says we can speak to the winds, the rains, and the hurricanes, and we can say, peace, be still, Ernesto. You are foolish, Ernesto. We pluck your eye out right now. You are confused, and we say you will dissipate and go back to where you came from right now, Ernesto. You have no power, Ernesto. Go back to where you came from. So, Sister Karen, we thank you for playing the mighty tune.
All right, and it will be What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you.
And you know, we have a friend in Jesus,
yes.
And we're so happy that Jesus is Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my God, he is our best friend. Even when we didn't know it, he was our best friend. He laid down his life for us. No friend like Jesus. You know, we can lay down our lives for our friends, but it won't have the same effect that Jesus had. His blood is precious. His blood cleanses us of all unrighteousness. It is because of Jesus that we have life and life more abundantly. He was the ultimate sacrifice that God made for us so that we can live eternally with him, so that we can live righteous lives. What a friend we have in Jesus. Let's go to him in prayer. So we're going to continually pray and lift up the name of Jesus. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are rejoicing, and we are rejoicing some more, and we are continually rejoicing. We're going to continually lift up the name of Jesus. So we have another precious woman of God on here. She'll be coming forth shortly to bring forth songs. And right now, we're going to read the 23rd Psalm. You know, I thank God that he made the written word so that we could read and study. We have something before us. And you know what? We're so blessed in America because we can read the word. We can study the word. But you know what? We got to continually pray because there are people in America right now, pastors, who are being, right now, they are being arrested. Many of them are being arrested because they dare to call on the name of Jesus in the public. And you know, our Constitution says we have freedom of speech, but be careful. Make sure you're praying for pastors and teachers and so forth because they're trying to take our freedom of speech that we have to declare that Jesus is Lord. Many countries, they can't even say Lord. They can't even have a Bible. But we are fortunate that we have a word, and we can bring forth that word, and we can speak the word in truth. Righteousness can come forth.
Yes, Jesus.
So we thank God right now that we still have the freedom. But there are people who are being killed, martyred, for the sake of Jesus, because they dare to say Jesus. So
yes.
We're going to read the 23rd Psalm, and let's all remember those, you know, who have given their lives and pray for their families. They've given their lives because they believe in Jesus, and they stood up for righteousness' sake. So I don't know how many of you heard about Chick-fil-A and the owner. He stood up for righteousness.
Yes.
And then he got to see who all stood up for righteousness with him because people from around the nation rallied at Chick-fil-A. And they bought and supported him because he stood for one man, one woman marriage. He was he's against gay rights. And so are we. We believe the Bible. The Lord instituted marriage. And he said, let every man have his own wife. He said he created Adam and then Eve. So we got to remember God's order. And when we follow God, you know what? We avoid unrighteous ways. We got to follow God's order. So listen as I read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anointed our heads with oil, and our cup runneth over. We thank you, O God. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And as seniors, we can say hallelujah and amen to that word because surely his goodness and his mercy has been with us all the days of our lives. Not some of them, but all the days of our lives. His goodness and his mercy has followed us all the days of our lives. And we are grateful to the Most High God. We are grateful that his goodness and his mercy follow us. You know, without the mercy of God, we're in trouble. We need his mercy. So we thank God this morning. We have, as I said before, a great woman of God. She is from New Orleans, Louisiana area. Her name is Sister Glory Dean. And I tell you what, she's a mighty woman of God. God has gifted her with so much. She is blessed to have many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and she may have some great-great-grand. And, you know, she brings forth the word. She's an evangelist. She speaks the word. You know, she's anointed to preach the word, to bring the good news of Jesus to the meek, and she does it too. She's anointed to bind up the broken in heart. So she's going to sing. You know, God has gifted her with this voice of song and praise unto him. And I tell you what, when the praises go up, yes, Lord, the blessings come down. Yes. Good morning, Sister Glory Dean. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you. And I know you're doing good. I can hear it through your voice and through the prayers, through the
word. Amen. I'm doing awesome. The mighty God has spoken.
Amen.
Amen. What's she going to sing for us today?
I'm going to sing Near the Cross. Jesus, Amen. Keep me near the cross. I was thinking, God, you know, the Holy Spirit knows everything that's going on in our lives. Well, Karen played What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And that was the song that I had in mind this morning, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. But then the next song came, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. So the Holy Spirit knew that Karen would be doing What a Friend, so he had me to do Near the Cross. So
Amen.
I'll be doing Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. So hold on, and you know how I have to get to the telephone.
Amen. Okay. Well, we just thank God for Sister Glory Dean, because, you know, God has gifted all of us, and he put a purpose in every one of us. And you know, we have to carry out that purpose before we leave the earth. He didn't just birth us here to leave us. He put a purpose within us. So we're thanking God for that song, Jesus, Keep Us Near the Cross. There's
okay,
a cross for you and a cross for me. But we thank God this morning that God is in the midst of his people. We thank God that he is in the midst of us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being in the midst of your people. We thank you for doing a mighty work in us, oh God. We thank you that you are a faithful friend, oh God. We thank you that there's no friend like you, Father. So, Father, we just bless you and we honor you. We thank you this morning for every family represented on the line with us this morning on Bible Story Land. Hallelujah. All right, get ready. Thank you. light and the morning. The music is in the air today. I thank God for you, Sister Glory Dean, and I thank God for Sister Karen. You all are a blessing to Bible Storyland, so I'm asking the Lord to give you all a special blessing even today. Near the cross, Jesus, keep us near the cross. There's a precious fountain free to all. So I thank God. In the cross, be glory forever and ever. Thank God for his for songs of praise unto him, that we could call on his name in song, and we can praise him in song. So we are grateful this morning. You know, we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. So, Father God, I lift up every family today that's represented on Bible Storyland. I lift up the fathers and the mothers and the children and the extended family, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the great-grandparents, oh, God. The cousins, Father God. And Father, you know every situation that they face. And Father, I thank you that you created families in your image. You created a man and a woman, oh God, to bring forth abundant life in the earth, oh God. So Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you created a man and a woman to bring forth children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Forgive us, God, when we stray from your plan. Your plan is the only true plan, oh God. And when we follow your plan, blessings flow. When we're disobedient, curses flow. So, Father God, we want your blessing. We stand, Father God, in need of being the apple of your eye. We ask, Lord God, to be the apple of your eye, Father God. Father, this morning we are running hard after you like a deer runs after the water brook, O God. And so, Father, we hunger and thirst for righteousness in the name of Jesus. So I thank you today, Father God, for all that you've done and all you're going to do. We come with grateful hearts thanking you for families today, O God. And, Father, we lift up the seniors this morning as we all stand in the need of prayer, O God. We stand in the need of being closer to you than ever before. We stand in the need of you, O God, your high right hand, your holy arm, your hand of mercy upon us, Father God. Father, we need more mercy in this hour, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for staying the hand of the enemy from us, O God, that would try to run us and confuse us, O God. But we thank you for removing confusion from us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. We thank you for peace in us, peace in our household, peace in our neighborhoods, O God. Peace throughout the streets of every city, every state in the nation, O God. And, Father, I thank you that you rule and you reign. Forgive us, Father God, when we cause destruction to come upon ourselves, O God. And sometimes they come unawares, O God. So, Father, we repent for every way that we brought destruction or we are bringing it. We ask you to turn your hand, O God, and have mercy upon us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God. In the name of Jesus, when the righteous rule, we have peace. In the name of Jesus, that kind of peace that only passes all human understanding. Well, today we are blessed to have a mighty woman of God with us from all the way from Alabama. You know, she and I grew up together in the same neighborhood, on the same street, down the street from one another. We went to the same kindergarten, same elementary school. And so, you know, I'm grateful when God connects us, you know, with people from when we were children. And you know, we can praise the name of the Lord together. It's good when, you know, we can reach way back. And the children that you grew up with, they serve the same God that you serve, the mighty God. And so I'm so grateful for Evangelist Janie McCauley, who's with us today. She is an evangelist. She's been evangelizing in the prisons for some time. She also works with the Helps Ministry. You know, she helps families, whatever the need is, and she attends New Testament Holiness Church in Alabama. So we are grateful to have her to be as our speaker this morning. Good morning, Evangelist McCauley. How are you?
I'm doing good, Sister Caritha. What about you this morning?
I know
you're doing good.
Blessed of the Lord. Blessed. His blessings are running me down and taking me over. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're ready to hear the word of God this morning because you are knowing it to preach the word. So we're
Amen.
Listening.
I thank the Lord this morning for being on Bible Storyland. I thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank God for being here too. On this Senior Citizen Day, celebrating this day, and I thank God for it. I thank God for just waking me up this morning, being clothed in my right mind. So a lot of people don't have their right mind today, but thank God we do. We're here today. I thank God I have use of all my members, and thank God I got a mind to serve him. Before I read the Word of God, I do want to share some of this testimony with you, even before I came to the Lord. I know my mother before, even my mother fasted and prayed for me. Thank you, Jesus. I was afflicted with sickness. Sickness was in my body. I was in my early 20s, and praise God, my mother went on a fast and prayed. She fasted and prayed for me. She asked the Lord, what can I do for her? And that's what he told her, 7 days of fasting. And during this time, my mother, praise God, fasted and was praying. She told me, she said, Janie, serve God. And I responded, Mama, I don't know your God. Praise God. I thought I was too young and had to look a certain way. I said, I'll serve him when I'm older. But Ecclesiastes 12:1 tells us, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when the when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. What I failed to remember that was that I was not my own, but I was God's property, for he had created me. Therefore, I was to serve him. And to serve him is to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you know what I can say today? I know my mother's God. My mother is 89 years old today, and I thank God she's still with us. And praise God, and she's a holy, godly woman that loved God. And 10 of us, it was 10, it's 7 left now. But I just thank God that my mother, praise God, was just a holy, godly woman that stood and that God for me. Even though I was afflicted, praise God, I was with sickness even 2 years ago, stage 4 cancer, praise God, but thank God for Jesus, the Lord, delivered me and healed my body. Praise God, I know he's still the healer, he's still the same, yesterday, today, and forever, and changes not. God's word is forever settled in the heavens, and every one of God's promises is still yea, and is still amen. I give him the glory, the praise for that, for him still being God and still being a healer. He's still able to save and deliver, praise God, no matter what the sickness or disease is, praise God, he's still a healer. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, praise God. He don't change. We change, but no, the Lord doesn't change, and I glorify, worship, and honor him for that. I just thank him, praise God. I still got a mind to do what he wants me to do. I've been going to the county jail for over 21 years with the gospel, good news to the men and women there, praise God. And just recently, hallelujah to Jesus, a young man, and he was all covered, all that I could see was tattoos, and he was broken in that service on Mondays. I go there on Mondays. He was so broken, praise God. He wept through the whole service, and at the end of the service, I have prayer handkerchiefs and our cloths that I give out to the men and women, whoever want them, according to Acts 19:12. From the body of Paul, culture for apes were taken, and sicknesses and disease departed from them. And he asked me, he said, will you give one of these cloths to my wife, where she was also incarcerated? And I said, let me pray for you. Let me just hug you, young man. And praise God, he just wept on my, shoulders, praise God. And praying for him. And then, nor did I know that I knew his mother, young white brother. His mother got in touch with me at a later time, and she was telling me my son wrote a letter about you, and I knew it had to be you. He said that you were speaking in some kind of tongues, and you were praying for him. Only thing he knew that you was casting out demons. Glory be to God. You know, God gave us power, praise God, believers to cast out demons. But he said, I don't know what she was saying, Mama, but she was casting out demons. And I felt so different when that woman got through praying for me. And praise God, she said, I asked her what is her name. I believe it's Sister Jana. Ask her what's her name. Praise God. And she shared that with me. She said, you need to read this letter that my son wrote about you. But I'm so glad that God is in the, not only in the healing business, but he's still saved. He's concerned about the souls of men and women. Bible says all the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner repentant, over 99 just who needs no repentance. And I give God the glory, the praise. Praise God. You know, because he still got, he got warriors, he got laborers out there working in his vineyard. Praise God. And I give God the praise for that. Been serving the Lord now for 40 years, over 40, and I glorify and worship him for having a mind, for reaching down so low and picking me out of the miry clay. Glory be to God, and setting me on a solid rock. I'm on a rock today. We know the Lord. We've seen you. A lot of times we've been through things and we've experienced, but thank God we know him, and we want to serve him, and we are serving him. I give him the glory, the praise for that. I just thank him for all things. He said everything to give him thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I do give him the glory, the praise, because I'm ready and willing. The Lord spared me from death. He didn't allow me to leave out 2 years ago when I was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. He spared my life because my work was not complete. Hallelujah. And God has opened up so many doors for me to go forth and to minister his word to help others. And I want to do all in my power to do just what the Lord would have me to do. Praise God. You know, they say we're seniors from the age 55 on up. Praise God. And I thank God. Praise God. We're at 65 years old. And I thank God for all things. And I know some of the audience, radio audience, is older than that. Praise God. But I thank God that we're still here. We got a mind to serve him. That's the most beautiful thing we can ever do is serve God. Praise God. And be a witness for him. Praise God. We need to be a witness for him. And I believe that's what the Lord wants us to do. But he said, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses of me, not only at home, but also abroad. And I worship and honor the King for that. I do want to read a scripture, some scriptures here. And it comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 46. If you have your Bible and you can, you know, open up your Bible to read with me, that would be good. Or you can just listen. I thank God for you this morning. He says, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar or gray hairs would I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Praise God. The Lord is telling us, even when we were little children, he said, I carry you in my arms, and therefore I will be the guardian of your life till the end. David writes, thou art he who brought me out of the womb. I trusted in thee while I hung on my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from my birth. Thou art my God from my mother's womb. That's from Psalms chapter 22, verse 10. He therefore promises that he will always be a father to the Jews. And we see that we ought to cherish assured confidence of salvation from the time that the Lord has once begun it in us. For he wishes to continue his work till the end. The Lord says, David will complete what he hath begun, and again, O Lord, thy loving kindness is eternal, and thou wilt not forsake the works of thy hand. That comes from Psalms chapter 138, verse 8. He also tells us in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. God is always the same, and with respect to us, so that we ourselves shall feel that he is the same when he says even to old age. It might be thought absurd for we to think or to become full-grown men after having been carried by God from infancy. But if anyone shall examine it properly, it will be found that we never make so great progress as not to need to be upheld by the strength of God. For otherwise, the most perfect man will stumble every moment. David testifies, cast me or forsake me not in the time of old age, withdraw not from me when my strength faileth. Comes from Psalm 71, verse 9. God does not regard what we deserve, but continue his grace toward us. And to complete that, finally, even to our old age, I am he says, even to the hoar of gray hairs. God's tender care for his people lasts from their infancy through their boyhood and manhood to their old age. The everlasting arms never weary. God's watchfulness, his providence, his protection never fails. I am made and I will bear. The maker of a thing has naturally regard to what he has made, loves it, desires its good, seeks to defend and save it. And I do give God the glory and the praise. Praise God for keeping us, never leaving us alone. He said he'll never leave us alone. We do the leaving. He never will leave us alone. We continue to keep our confidence and trust in God. And I just give him all the glory, the praise, you know, for that, for keeping me and keeping you and never leaving you alone, praise God, no matter what calamities may come our way, praise God. There are calamities of old age, praise God, but praise God, there are also calamities of young age because a lot of the young is being afflicted. But thank God he's concerned about all of us and he's with us. He haven't left us. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for all that the sister Carita has read in the scriptures and the beautiful songs and the anointing has come forth this morning. I give God all the glory to praise, praise God, for just having a mind to go on with Jesus, praise God. And I just want to have this prayer, praise God, with you. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you this morning. I know much prayer has been prayed, and thank you for prayer. Lord, we can't pray too much. You said, man, I ought to always pray and not faint. Don't lose hope, but we'll reap in due season if we faint not. And, Lord, I just give you the glory to praise for the seniors, Lord, the elderly. Praise God, this is a time we can rejoice, praise God, for the wisdom you put in our hearts. Oh, for what you've given us, God, that we can share even with the younger. And, God, surely they need help, Lord Jesus. And, Lamb of God, we give you all the glory, the praise, even this morning, because you're God. You are the beginning, the ending, the first, the last. You are he that was dead, but you're not dead anymore. You're forever alive and alive forevermore. And, Lord, whatever sickness, disease, yet hanging on to your people, we put a curse on it in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every disease process, we put a curse on it in Jesus' name. You say, whatever you ask, ask it in my name. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved by. But it's by the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You are Lord and you're King, Father. And we thank you for the health, the strength. We thank you for Sister Karen and Sister Gloria Dean, even for the singing, the anointing that's come forth in the prayer, praise God, in your name, Jesus. And God, we claim our healing. We confess that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We confess by your stripes we are healed, not because we see it, but because you said it and you can't lie. You are not a man you should lie, neither the son of man that thou should repent. Hath I not said and shall ye not do it? Have you not spoken and shall you not make it good? Numbers 23:19. Your word is forever settled in the heavens. Every word, every promise, God, every one of them, God, is always settled, is already spoken. And Lamb of God, we glorify you this morning. And all the sickness, disease, it's curse, and all the sick feeling, God, you have already have blessed our bread and our water and taken sickness away from us. And we just thank you for taking all that away from us. We just thank you for waking us all up this morning. Thank you for the radio audience you've given us today, Jesus. Thank you for all things, Lamb of God. We can't thank you too much. We can't praise you too much for you, the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus. There's no other way, Lord. You say if we go up any other, or try to go up any other way, we're like thieves and robbers, hallelujah. But we're not trying to go through no other entrance. We know that you are the only primary entrance. If we're going to make an end, it's going to be through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And thank God we know you and we're serving you and want to continue to serve you all the days of our lives. And Lamb of God, we just thank you again this morning and glorify and worship you for our healing. Thank you for my healing of my body, God. Hallelujah. How you healed me and got me going. Got me being a witness for you and ministering the word of God to those in need, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Whatever you want us to do, whether it's song or ministering songs and or whatever the gift you've given us, God, let us do it with all of our hearts, God. We just glorify and we thank you this morning. Thank you this day, a day that God has made, and we're glad about it. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Sister Carissa, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name.
Amen and hallelujah. Well,
amen.
Thank you, Sister Janie McCauley.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank God for the word, the encouraging words. And, you know, I just love the word of God because it's full of riches. And
yes,
we just realize it's more than silver and gold. You know, God honors his word above his name.
Yes.
And, you know, I do too. That's why I read it so much. I read and study and read and read and read some more and study. You know, she gave us some encouraging scriptures, Isaiah 46, Psalms 22:10, Psalms 138:8, Hebrews 13:8, Psalms 71:9. God is speaking. Let's not ignore when God is talking to us. You know, sometimes some of us are so dull in the spirit, we don't even know when God is speaking.
Thank you,
Let's
Jesus.
Read his word, study his word to be pleasing to him. And, you know, I just thank God for you, Sister Janie. We thank God for the encouraging words. You know, she said God is with us from infancy all the way through old age. We leave this earth, he'll still be with us.
Yes, Jesus.
I thank God for that, and I thank God for the prayer that you prayed.
Yes,
well, we thank God for each of you being on with us. Sister Karen Itell is going to play another song of praise unto the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And it's going to be take turn to be holy.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Karen. Take time to be holy. And, you know, the song says, take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord.
Yes.
Abide always with him. And feed on his word. Yeah, we got to feed on his word. Because you know what? When we hunger and thirst for righteousness, ooh, God is in the midst of us.
Yes.
Make friends with God's children. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for that word. I mean, that song that you play, because it's full of the word. Take time to be holy. And you know what? We got to take time with God, but we also got to take time to make friends with God's children. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, we love God, but, you know, I don't know about him, my heart, sister so-and-so, sister brother so-and-so. Uh-uh. God said we lie if we say we love him who we've never seen and we do not like our brothers and sisters. You know, some people say, well, I know we got to love him, but I don't have to like him. Yes, we do. Love and like goes hand in hand. So sometimes when we see another person, things in them that we don't like, they're mirroring us. That means there's things in us that need to be corrected. When we see things in them that's wrong, that means we're mirroring. They're mirroring us. It's some things in us that need to be corrected. So go before God when you got a brother or sister you just don't like and you say, Lord, what is it in me that causes me not to like them? Correct that thing, Lord. So I will like and love my brothers and sisters. So I won't have resentment or bitterness in my heart towards them. God can help us in those areas.
Yes.
He wants us to love him with all of us, all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then he just said, the second commandment, it is not a wish or a promise. He didn't say, well, I wish you love each other. Uh-uh. He said, he command, the first and great commandment is to love him. And in the second commandment, it's like that one, to love each other like we love ourselves. And we're asking the Lord to teach us to love ourselves so we'll know how to love our brothers and sisters. You know, sometimes we don't know how to get along with ourselves. We just don't like, you know, I don't like this about me. I don't like that about me. Well, hey, you know what? God made you. So ask him to do reconstruction. Things, areas you got in you don't like. I'd ask him, I said, Lord, you know, I don't like that in me. I'm asking you to take that from me. Correct me, Lord God, but have mercy when you correct me. So I thank God for the mighty word that Sister Janie read into our hearing. And I'm going to read Psalms 100 into our hearing. You know, the Lord says, make a joyful noise unto him, all ye lands, all ye people, make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. You know, some people don't even know God. They're not privileged and fortunate as we are. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. Now listen to this part closely. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We don't just come to God any kind of way. How do we enter into his gates? With thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise, lifting holy hands and saying, hallelujah. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So I thank God for each of you who played and sang. You know, I want to share something with you that someone shared with me. It's called The Garden. And, you know, it's quite interesting. It says, plant four rows of squash. These are the four rows that we need to plant every day in our lives. Squash gossip, squash indifference, squash grumbling, and squash selfishness. Plant four rows of lettuce. Let us be faithful. Let us be kind. Let us be patient. Let us really love one another. No garden is without turnips. Turn up for meetings, turn up for service, turn up to help one another. To conclude our garden, we must have time. Time for each other, time for family, and time for friends. Water freely with patience and culture with love. There is much fruit in your garden because you reap what you sow. So I thank God for his word. You know, a lot of fun in God. We can enjoy the things of God with each other. So I thank God. You know, we serve an awesome God, and he loves us. He loves his children. He loves you. In case you think, oh, you know, I sin so much, I just don't know if I can call on it. Yes, you can. He loves you. You know, Judas, who betrayed God, he forgave him. He betrayed the Son of God. He forgave him. So listen, you know, listen to the word of God. Read it daily. Put it on the CD. Listen to it on the TV. Listen to it as you read it with your own voice. Now, this morning, you know, I want to ask you something. Someone has something on in the background, a radio or TV. If you want to keep those in, please mute your phone or, you know, the sound is coming through. So I thank God for you. This, you know, the radio is a very sensitive tool, and it picks up every sound. Even if you're talking to somebody in the background or making noise, you know, it comes through. So salvation this morning is in the house. Is there anyone who's not saved? Press 1. You know, the Lord said, if you confess me with your mouth, you know, you'll be saved. You confess that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead on the third day, you will be saved. Read Romans 9:9-10. Talks about salvation, confessing Jesus. Press 1 if you're not saved. All right, it appears that everyone on here is saved on Bible Story Land. I thank God for salvation.
Salvation. Amen.
Once we get saved, we can't just keep it to ourselves. You know, we hear good news, we call up our friends, and we tell our neighbors, you know, all about the good news. So we got to share the good news of Jesus with each other. We can't go to heaven by ourselves. We got to tell it. Tell it from the mountaintops. Says, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is Lord. Well, you know, sometimes when we become saved, we just kind of slide back. We slide back in the muck and the mire of life. You know, we forget to pray. We forget to call on the name of the Most High. We forget who created us. So when we don't pray, we are in sin. And we don't call on his name. We don't say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't do without you. Whatever words you form to say, it could be Father God. It could be Daddy God. It could be Lord. It could be Savior. It could be friend. I need you. Whatever words you form to say to the Most High God, don't you know he longs to hear your voice? He gave you the voice. He made you have that particular voice. So he knows your voice when you call on him. When you're getting ready, he waited in the secret place. He said, wait a minute. Yeah, here come my daughter. Here come my son. They're coming in the secret place. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you. He wants to tell you some things. We don't always have to go in, talk. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Lord, my children. Lord, my family. Lord, Sometimes we can just lay before him open and bare and not say a word. Just listen to his voice. His voice is majestic. He has a holy, ain't no voice like our God's voice. I just love to hear it. You know, Job said, Lord, he loves to hear his voice more than is necessary food. Now, you know we got to eat or we're going to die. But when you long to hear the voice of God more than your necessary food, now that's hungering and thirsting after righteousness. That's what God wants for us, to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. We're going to be going off the air soon. But we want to take time to be holy. We want to take time to pray for people who need prayer. So if I've already put you on, you can just make your request. If I have not put you on the air, you can press 1 and be on the air live with us and make your request known unto God. All right, well, I'm going to request prayer here for my Aunt Mildred. She is 102 and about 3 months. She turned 102 in June the 20th. So I thank God for her and for her daughter, my cousin Mavis. I'm praying for them. So I thank God for them. I'm going to lift them up. And anybody else who needs prayer, I'll lift you up.
Yes, I would like to. I'd like everyone to pray for my mother that's in the nursing home. She's 89, and I'd like prayer to go up for her this morning.
Okay, is that Sister Smith?
Yes, Mother Smith, right.
Okay. Okay, we'll lift her up. Anybody else? Press 1. I won't know that you need prayer unless you press 1. And, you know, sometimes people tell me they press 1. Okay, here's Miss Ludell. She's press 1. Good morning,
yes.
Miss Ludell. How are you?
I'm doing. I want to say that I was blessed. I've been blessed this morning. I was blessed enough to enjoy the whole program this morning. And those hymns that were sung, they were my favorite, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. Oh, and the other one that was sung, those are my favorite. And I just request prayer for one of my dear friends that been on a coma, something like, for about 2 months now, a young girl, 48 years old. and for everybody else, because as you said before, all of us need prayer. So I just ask prayer for everyone, but especially for this young lady, member of my church. Thank you.
Amen. Well, Ms. Ludell, we are so happy you're on with us. She's the youngest one on here. She's 90-plus. When's your birthday, Ms. Ludell?
Beg your pardon?
When is your birthday?
Oh, the 10th of February.
Oh, she turned 90? The 10th of February.
90 and a half.
Ma'am?
90 and a half.
You're 90 and a half now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. I told you we got abundant life on the air today.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for you.
Yes.
And look, she's still in her right mind, can request prayer, and
yes,
knows
ma'am.
The songs of the Lord.
Yes.
God for you. Anybody else? Press 1.
I would so like for you to pray for my sister, my older sister, Mary Jones. She's also in the nursing home, so please send a prayer for her as well.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Prayer this morning.
Yes, I have one.
All right, Karen.
Pray for the Alzheimer's unit and that there can be healing powers within my music to make the Alzheimer's not quite as active and possibly heal these people from it.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate that. That was a great thought to pray for. Anybody else? Press 1. Okay, well, we're going to be in prayer this morning, and I pray that you pray silently. Pray silently with me as I pray, and I appreciate, you know, I tell you what, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So I appreciate your silent prayers as I pray out loud, as I pray by the Holy Spirit of God. You undergird me and lift up the prayer request on before. So, I thank God. You know, someone, I know you don't intend to it, but they're breathing kind of hard over the phone. You kind of back away from your phone a little bit. I appreciate it. Okay. Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am, this morning. There is no God like you, Jehovah. You are our God. Father, I thank you that you knew our requests before we made them. You said, whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. You said you heard before we called, and you answer, O God. And so we thank you this morning as I lift up my Aunt Mildred, who is 102, and I lift up Miss Ludell, who is 90-plus years old, and we thank you for the seniors, O God, every senior that is on Bible Storyland, and those who are in the nation, we lift them up today, Father God. And we thank you for what you're doing for the senior citizens even on today, O God. Father, I thank you for my cousin Mavis's health, sound mind, and strength in her body. And I thank you this morning, O God, for Sister Smith, Mother Smith, Sister Janie Mae McCauley's mother, Lord, who was my neighbor so many years ago. And I thank you for women like her, who helped raise the children in the neighborhood, oh God. How she helped correct us, oh God. How she prayed for us, oh God. I thank you, oh God. It is because of women and men like her that have prayed, oh God, prayed us through to salvation, oh God. So we lift up the seniors today, and we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for Sister Janie's mother, and her sister, Mary Jones, who are both in nursing homes, oh God. Father, there's nothing impossible to you. You are a God of possibility, and we don't serve a better God than you. You are awesome in every way. Forgive us, Father God, when we sin against you, the Most High God, our Creator. Forgive us, Father God, when we have thoughts of unrighteousness, disobedience in our lives, oh God. Father, it is our desire to please you in the name of Jesus. It is our desire to do what you want us to do, to be obedient to you. Forgive us for any disobedience, O God. And Father, I lift up Miss Ludell's friend who is in a coma, 48-year-old young woman, oh God. Father, I thank you for speaking to her in that coma, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, if she's not saved. I thank you for saving her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you're able to wake the dead up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're able to call her from where she is into life, oh God. You're able to speak a word in due season to her, Father God. You're able, oh God, to confound the doctors and the nurses, oh God. You're able to bring people out of comas, oh God. You've done it many times, oh God. You brought people out of comatose states, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for those that have come forth with great testimonies, saying, minister to them while they were in the deep sleep, in the coma, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in the name of Jesus for this young friend of Miss Ludell, oh God.
Yes, God.
Father, as Karen said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up right now the Alzheimer's unit in different nursing homes and hospitals.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God. We repent because, Father, sometimes we bring diseases. We bring sickness upon us by what we say with our mouths, oh God. Forgive us, Father God.
Yes.
Order our thoughts, order our words in the name of Jesus that we might speak life and life abundantly into our lives, into situations, into our family, into our friends, into our church members. Father God, order our words out of our mouth. Help us to be careful what we say. Help us not to speak curses on ourselves or each other in the name of Jesus. Teach us what to say, what not to say, oh God, and help us to be obedient to what you're telling us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I continually lift up everybody on Bible Story Land today, and I thank you for being present with us, oh God. I thank you that you're in Florida, you're in Georgia, you're in Alabama, oh Father God, you're in Louisiana, oh God, you're in Texas, oh God. There is no place that you are not. You're all over, Father God,
everywhere.
In the name of Jesus. You're all over the world. At this time, you're everywhere. Your high right hand, your holy arm is shielding over us. All your great mighty wings is over us. You're hiding us under the shadow of your almighty wings, oh God. Father, forgive us for having sodomy in our land, oh God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to purge and cleanse the land of all unrighteousness, all sodomy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for turning back every storm, Ernesto, Florence, every storm. Turn them back, oh God. You did it, Father God, for your servants of old who spoke to you and said, Father, let it not rain. Or Father, let it rain. And so, Father, your humble servants, we thank you, oh God, that we could speak a word and the rains will turn back because of you, oh God, because we ask in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we ask you that we be forgiven of our transgressions, of our iniquities, of our sins in every city, every state in the nation. And we lift up our children, oh God. And, Father, as we think on our children, we think of those that were aborted, oh God. Father, shut down every abortion clinic in our nation, oh God. Even those who don't go to clinics, those who are thinking about aborting their babies today.
Yeah.
Oh, Father God, change their hearts, oh God. Give them salvation today, Father God. Let them know that you created the life on the inside of them in the name of Jesus and that you intend for that life to live and have abundant life like you've given them. Be with those men and women of God that are in depressed states, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I see your praises, the health of my countenance, and my God. So, Father, we thank you today for healing virtue going throughout the land, physical healing, but mostly spiritual healing. And, Lord, when you heal us spiritually, a lot of the physical healing will come forth. So we thank you, oh God, for being a forgiving and a merciful Father. We bless you today. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving because you are the mighty God. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. So we praise your name today. We honor you. And everything that we did not lift up today, Father God, even unspoken requests, in the name of Jesus, we lift it up according to your will, your plan. And we thank you, O God, for what you've done and what you're about to do. Have your way today, Almighty, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's closing time today. And you know what? I want to say to the seniors, I thank God for you seniors today. And we decree and declare that our seniors will come closer to God than ever before this year. We decree and declare excellent health for our seniors. We decree and declare that our seniors will have super abundant supply of what they need. And they will have some to share with their neighbors and friends. We decree and declare safety and protection for our seniors. We decree and declare that seniors that are not saved will be saved, and they will live holy, righteous lives unto the Lord. Well, a special announcement today. If this ministry has been a blessing to you and has enriched your life in some way, if the Holy Spirit is leading you to sow a seed, a gift to Bible Storyland, we thank you in advance, and we thank you for being, you know, faithful to Bible Storyland. You can mail the seed to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. So I thank God for each of you. And you all are a blessing to us. It's closing time. And I love each of you. But guess what? God loves you more, and he will love you for eternity. He will love you even when you think that he's not with you. He's with you. He will always love you. Remember to study God's word so that you are pleasing to God. Talk to him. He's waiting to hear your precious voice. Listen to him. You know, we have two ears. So listen to him speak, and then obey what he's telling you. Obedience is the key. I look forward to hearing from each of you on Thursday, every Thursday, first, second, and third, and fourth Thursdays. Boys to men, girls to ladies, we come on at 5 p.m. And I tell you what, we're having a great time bringing forth the word and listening to different ones speak of how great the Lord is in their lives. So if you have grandchildren, children, bring them on, boys to men, girls to ladies. And then we're training them up in the way they should go. So I look forward to hearing from each of you next Saturday. It will be Family Day on Bible Storyland, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. Karen, are you there? Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you can play a little bit more.
All right.